Everyone, this is your show host. Welcome to the Peaceful Planet. This is Marcia McMahon. I hope I'm coming in loud and clear. And we are having a very special guest this evening. Her name is Mary Love. Stay tuned. You were listening to the music as synthesized from Spirit from the late Robert Murray, who provided the musical inspiration from the late John Lennon. And John gave me the idea to title this show, The Peaceful Planet. What you were listening to was a rendition of The Peaceful Planet by a former musician who used to be on BBS. His name is Chris Morris, wherever you're out there. Thank you, Chris, for lending us your talent this evening. And we have a fabulous show planned for you, and we've had a beautiful day here in the Midwest. It was like a summer day or early fall. It was crisp, it was beautiful, it was sunny, the butterflies were out, and I'm feeling so peaceful. On the show tonight, we have a fabulous guest that does Reiki and angelic healing, as I do, and we'll get to her interview in a few moments after I go through the announcements. So again, there's quite a few announcements, bear with me. And we have a very interesting message from the late Princess Diana. We're also bearing in mind the victims of the September 11th attacks this weekend. With sadness in our heart, we send out love to those that perished on that terrible day. And with a recommendation that you pick up the book, The 911s by Robert Murray. And his website is at www.thestarsstillshine. We thank James, his son, for providing us continuing musical entertainment from the Half-Beats, George Harrison and John Lennon, who are behind the scenes and in the upstairs studio, so to speak, this evening, overlighting us. So we hope you're having a great evening and or afternoon, wherever the case may be, wherever you are in the world. And we have some announcements from yours truly here. I'm having an Ascended Masters and Angels party, and I do Reiki, as our guest does Reiki, with working with angels. And I've channeled Archangel Michael since 2004 when I first became a show host on the BBS network. And the definition of the party that we're hosting is come dressed in the color or costume of your favorite angel or ascended master. I'm hosting that at the Retreat Center in Belleville, Illinois. That's the Still Point Center. And you will be able to listen to Marcia spiritually channel your favorite ascended master or archangel, plus enjoy the benefits of a Reiki session and music, and possibly even dress and sing. And we have a person that sings coming to the retreat. You can come in your costume, or you can bring your favorite musical accompaniment, anything that you'd like to bring. We're going to have a celebration. It's going to be a lighthearted thing right around the time of Halloween. And also, I will be providing some refreshments. All angelic Reiki masters are invited, and all those interested in Reiki are invited. Just please get in touch with me through the email. You can be added to our email list on the Peaceful Planet. It's Marcia, Marcia Dye 2002 at yahoo.com, and it's $40 at the door. The event is happening October the 23rd, so that's very close to Halloween, and it'll be a beautiful event. Still Point is full of all kinds of peace, and there's a beautiful working farm. It's a healing retreat center located in Belleville, Illinois. So that's something to mark on your calendars. If you'd like to sign up, send me an email. It's at Marcia, D-I, M-A-R-C-I-A, D-I, 2002 at Yahoo. And then also we're having an angel awakening prior to the retreat, and that is being held at an undisclosed location. And it is being held where I live, and you will have to contact me. But the basic definition of what this course is all about, it's either online or in person, and it's led by Archangel Michael. And if you're a Reiki master, you'd want to get a hold of me and take the class, because it empowers you to know more about the spiritual hierarchy and the various colors and vibrations of sound and the various angelic masters that work with you in Reiki. And you don't have to be a Reiki master to learn about the angels and the spiritual hierarchy. So the definition is such, angel awakening, intuitive development, transform your life, inquire within for wisdom. And Archangel Michael said this about it, I and my legions of warrior angels stand by to assist earth angels wherever you are in need, forming communities of light, directing seekers to their own light within. For once the connection is made, no one can sever it. And the class cost is $110. It begins on October the 2nd, and it will be held at an undisclosed location here in Illinois, and I will be giving out the address when you sign up for the class. Again, the email is marciadye2002@yahoo.com, or just check out my website at Diana Speaks to the World. So session one is the history of angels and art, including Archangels, a DNA activation by Archangel Metatron, and a connection to the Pi ratio and the Flower of Life. You get one sacred image of art, and then part two is a sense of angels and guided meditation, exploring the archangel you're most connected to, and then the hierarchy of angels, soul groups, and archangels in a PowerPoint, and then finally learning how to take down notes in your journal and learning to channel your archangels for the benefit of your clients in Reiki or for readings, if you'd prefer to do readings. So we have a very gifted archangel channeler with us this evening who is an intuitive, and we're happy to have her. Let me go through any other. Oh, before we bring Mary Love on, I normally do read my message from the Ascended Masters, and this is a particularly special evening because it's the eve of the September 11th, 15th anniversary, and Princess Diana has a message. Then we'll get right to introducing our guest who is going, we're both going to offer open air lines to our listeners. We're not opening to readings, but we will be doing Reiki sessions, and I will be taking your calls if you have a need for archangelic healing this evening. So do look forward and stay tuned to that. And our guest who's written a wonderful book, From Rock to Gem. So we'll get to her in a moment. This is Princess Diana speaking on the September 11th message to Americans and all listeners. Good evening, Diana. Good evening, Marcia. We've been anticipating a message, but you've been very busy all week with your various activities of light. We wish you well on further tests. Tonight, the focus is on the sadness of the September 11th attack on America, the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and the Lost Plane in Pennsylvania. I haven't commented too much on the conspiracy theories surrounding the September 11th attack in my work with my channel, because I felt it would be an obstruction to the entire effort to create peace and healing amongst all peoples, and particularly the knowledge that I sent these on to various officials in the government. When I first contacted Marcia in 2001 of May, there had been rumors of terrorists wanting to take down the Twin Towers in heaven prior to my contact with Marcia. I was well aware, as was Dodi Fayed, of the discontent in the radicalized Muslim regions of the world and of the suffering of the Palestinians. This issue is very little understood by most Americans because the news today totally blocks the good things that are being done by the Palestinians that are for peace. And yes, I'm saying that I'm highlighting your fine work. And so are the contacts you have both in Israel and in the Palestinian areas. There are people that I work with that have been doing work for peace and bringing young people together. So back to Diana. As to the conspiracy theories that abound about the 9/11 attacks, I totally confirm there is some truth to these theories and that the darker forces in the government, in fact, did have a role to play, and they were working directly with those devils, the terrorists. I think it is high time that the truth came out. I've been waiting a long time for the truth about my so-called accident to come out as well. It was a heartbreaking personal event for me, and then it opened many hearts, as did the crash in Paris, which opened many hearts. I didn't know it at the time, but I was prophesying my own death when I said that I wanted to be queen of people's hearts. Now, I have accomplished much with my work with my channel, and I knew even then, in 2001, that she would have an impact on American politics through her pen and through her complete dedication to the light and the preservation of freedom everywhere for people. In my own books with my channel, I've highlighted the necessity of diplomacy over war, And I've seen to it that those reading my books came to a greater understanding of the issues surrounding the grievances, the core grievances of the Middle Eastern nations, and the absolute horrors of war that have, as I forewarned, ensued in Iraq and Syria. We regret that this is so and that none of the leaders Marcia managed to reach took my words very seriously. Marcia risked her own life to go forth to presidents of this nation many times to protect innocent life and to warn those in power of the dangers of going into Iraq. And for that, she deserves a medal. But no medal will be forthcoming, as no peace medal has been given to me personally, Diana, posthumously, so to speak, either. My work had a significant impact on the highlighting of the suffering of the world's children from landmines. And I see that Marcia's work is known in the intelligence communities, at least in America. And it's a good thing she didn't come forth with her real identity, as that would be too risky. I do foresee that I will be able to reach the next president, whomsoever that may be, and they will be listening very carefully to my words. And there may be even a meeting between Marcia and the new president. I am not inclined to get involved in political persuasion in the American political arena, especially this election, which is so polarized. But my role now as an ascended master is to help others wherever they may be in their suffering, and to help the political leaders of the day to find adequate solutions for the so-called war on terror. For the so-called war on terror needs to stop, because they're terrorizing innocent civilians. At the same time, the world faces a very unparalleled crisis with those devils calling themselves ISIS. They are truly brutal and misleading the faith of Islam to support their ridiculous claims. We would ask that there would be a complete transparency of the United States government and all her secret weapons and secret programs, and henceforth eliminating so much suffering from this earth. And she goes on to say, I close with this thought. If you're an American, you have access to a computer. There is much that you can do for peace. Please do what you can do to support my channel and to support peace efforts in the world, because the world stands at a very rocky precipice in which there is a chance there will be no future for your future generations and your children's children. I am looking over Earth with great love. I am Diana, Queen of Hearts, and I send on my rose of love to each of you listening this evening. So thank you very much, Diana, for bringing yourself forth in this way and for overlighting the political scene, as it were. And so we'll pause for just a moment, and then I'd like to welcome our guest. Are you with us there, Mary?
Yes, I'm here, Marcia.
Can you turn your volume up just a little bit?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And are you hearing me fine, Mary?
I'm hearing you. Are you hearing me okay?
Okay, good. So I'd like to read Mary's brief biography. And if you check the show page, she's on the front page of VBS Radio this evening. Her name is Mary Love. She's an author and an intuitive Reiki master, and she does readings while she does Reiki, which is wonderful because that's what I do. Her biography is Mary A. Love. She's an empathic intuitive, an angel messenger, an ordained minister, and a Reiki master healer and teacher. She's a published author with over 8 years of experience. She channels the angelic realm for intuitive and informative guidance during a Reiki session. Messages from your spirit guides and angels come through while she connects with your energy. She's published with the Balboa Press. If you would kindly go to that link that's posted on BBS on our show page, The Peaceful Planet, and the book is titled From Rock to Gem, and here is how she describes the book. From Rock to Gem is designed to help those who have a similar story to the author's realize that they have a power within to change the course of their life to a positive direction. This change can bring them more love, more joy, more happiness, and more self-empowerment that they ever could dream possible. A spiritual awakening can be the most freeing, life-altering shift one could ever experience. The author unabashedly shares her challenges, struggles, triumphs, and teaches how an ordinary person can become extraordinary using faith, strength, and passion, with the focus on not giving up or surrendering to what may seem to be the so-called reality. From Rack to Gem is a portal to the divine, an amazing journey to self-discovery. And if you would, you listeners out there that are with us, would, if you would just kindly click on the Rack to Gem image, and it should take you right to Balboa Press. And Mary, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm very good. And the vibrations you're putting out, I'm sure you're sending Reiki out to me and all listeners right now as I am.
Absolutely.
So it's great to have you. You emit such a peaceful, loving vibration. As I was reading through your book, I got that. Would you mind repeating your website for us so people can connect to you directly? They are posted on the show page, listeners, if you would like to check out Mary's website. But please repeat them as we start the interview, please.
Okay. My main website is www.relaxu.massagetherapy.com. That's relaxu.massagetherapy.com. And I have a secondary new website, which is www.lifepathadvisor.net, and that is lifepathadvisor.net. So those are the two links.
Advisor and Relax You. Massage therapy,
relax,
or just massage?
Relaxu.massagetherapy.com.
Perfect. And then the book is posted on Balboa, which is a subsidiary of Hay House. And it's
correct,
a lovely book, and we're going to be discussing with you this evening Mary's spiritual journey. And I'm very excited to have you as a guest, and I'd like to offer some Reiki opportunities with our listeners right now. If you've never experienced distance Reiki, please feel free to call us with a request, and we will send out silent healing to you tonight. And if I should pick up anything, or anyone else will pick up anything for you, you can certainly call us for a healing this evening. Since Mary's an advanced healer, and so am I, the call-in number for tonight's show is 888-627-6008, and then direct line is 530-876-9026. If we have any listeners out there that are needing healing, please give us a call and give us your first name only, and let us know where you're needing the healing. So we're putting that out there to the universe, and we hope that there will be a caller or two. I had a request from an email this afternoon from an Erica who is hospitalized, and I'd like to send out a lot of love and healing. And right now as we speak, we're speaking together. I'm making the distance Reiki symbol, and we're sending out healing to you, Erica, this evening. And if there are any callers that wish to call in, we'll send you healing this evening. And we'll just put that out there, and if any callers want to call in later, as you tune in and listen, you can certainly call us. And we're sending out massive amounts of love and light and healing, most especially to the families and the victims of the 911, but also to our listeners this evening. And we're sending out an aura of peace. peace and healing. So, Mary, let's get into your book a little bit and talk about your spiritual journey. I really enjoyed reading your book because, again, the vibe is so peaceful. The way you write is in a casual style. It's autobiographical, so you're using a nom de plume, are you not?
Correct, yes. I wanted it to be a simple read that people could understand and not have to look up big words and say, you know, what is she trying to say? So I made it like it was a conversation, a simple conversation between two people of me telling my life story.
Yes, so, and you do point out that you did have a spiritual awakening, and it was gradual. And I remember reading a few striking things in your book that I really enjoyed. One of them was when you were very young, you had what you thought was an imaginary friend that actually turned out to be a spirit guide. Can you illumine us a little bit about that experience when you're young? And how old were you, and how did you discover who he was later?
I believe I was before school age. I'm not certain exactly. I'm guessing around four. I would always walk around holding hands with someone that nobody could see, you know, so they always referred to him as my imaginary friend, and I always called him David.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had had a brother that was born 3 years prior to me that was born early, and his lungs weren't developed, so he passed away the same day he was born, and his name was Dwayne. So later on, I connected, Dwayne, David, that's kind of close. But I always wondered, as I got older, if my imaginary friend was actually my brother's spirit following along on my journey. And I had been introduced to a lady who did angel intuitive readings. So I called her and had a phone session, and I asked her if that imaginary friend I had when I was little is actually my brother's spirit. And she said, all you have to do is ask. So I was sitting there alone in my house talking to her on the phone. So I asked in my mind, and I instantly received a warm hug from behind. So for me, that was my confirmation that, yes, it is him.
Oh, wow. How
and he's sweet. Always with me. So that's pretty awesome and comforting.
I was going to say, definitely, it is Dwayne or David.
Absolutely.
And you were right on to get the D. You know,
right, and I've got tingles all over me right now, so he's like, yes, it's me.
He's probably highlighting the show, too, because his name is being called out from spirit.
Really?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm hearing his name, and we have a lot of hosts, a lot of angels around us this evening that are overlighting our program. We have the upstairs studio, as John likes to call it, with John Lennon and George Harrison, who always offer their assistance and guidance. We have Princess Diana with us, of course. And I feel the presence of Archangel Michael, and I feel the presence of Jesus with us this evening. And I understand that you also work with Jesus in your healing, as I do.
Absolutely. He's my go-to guy.
Mine, too.
And I talk to Gabriel a lot. I get a lot of messages from Gabriel. Gabriel will be one that I'll ask, what does this person need to know?
Gabriel is sort of the angel messenger of all of the hierarchy. He kind of, I understand from my work with the Middle East that he's actually a guardian of sorts of the Middle East as well as a healing angel. But he's also the angel that was part of the Annunciation to Mother Mary, too. So he's...
Correct.
Sometimes in the spiritualist church, they'll talk about Gabriel's horn, you know. And they believe, I've never experienced this, but they believe that he picks up a horn and blows the horn. I do believe that Gabriel will be, at the end of time, blowing his horn, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And that isn't too far away. I want to pause for a moment and remind our listeners that they can pick up my book titled Ascension Teachings with Archangel Michael. I wrote a whole channeled book that was a collection of messages and prophecy about the times in which we're living. And Archangel Gabriel is also referenced in that book, and it's a collection of prophecy that I gave out actually on BBS Radio. And most of the prophecy came true. And it was all about ascension, and Michael confirms that Archangel Gabriel will put out a clarion call when the time is right. And whenever that time is, because I don't give out dates on ascension dates and everything like that, but I do believe we are in the moving gradually into the new earth, and the ascension energies are very much with us. How do you feel about the ascension topic, Mary?
Absolutely. I feel the same way. There's just too much disruption going on in the world. The world was meant and provided for us for peace and love. So,
exactly.
You know, with all the disruption going on and the earthquakes and the flooding and the weather issues and everything, it's just all falling into play with all the predictions that have been made many, many years ago already. So,
yeah,
I'm at peace where I am.
The book of Revelation, I think, and I do
right.
quote that in my book, but not much because I'm not a fundamentalist. And I wanted
right.
to mention another thing I really loved about your experience that I'd like to share a story too after you tell us about your baptism experience, if you would be willing to share that.
Okay. I was 14 at the time, and we had been attending a local Methodist church, and we were really enjoying the congregation, and we just felt very connected, and we were invited to go to one of the parishioners' homes, and they had a large lake. So we had an outdoor picnic. It was a beautiful day.
Cool.
There was a little slight overcast with the clouds. So we went ahead and proceeded into the lake. The pastor and the homeowner was there, and I was seen in between them, and we all had our hands up and sang our prayers and blessings. And then it was time for me to go backwards down into the water. Well, like I said, it was cloudy, overcast day. And when I went down under the water, the light was so bright. Obviously, I had my eyes closed, but the light was so bright. It was almost a blinding light. It was
Whoa.
Just the most incredible thing ever. And it was just like sparkles and like a starburst kind of light. And,
wow.
Yeah, so I came up and I was like expecting the sun to be shining on my face, but it wasn't. So, yeah, it was
so
a pretty
incredible
experience.
Sometimes when you go under the water, you see that sun, that bright sun, and you can
mm-hmm.
look up through the water and see that. But you were in a very cloudy day in a murky
yeah.
lake, so it's
right.
not very likely that that was the case. You were more in contact directly with the divine, I would say. Wouldn't
exactly.
you say?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly that's, what I
that's
felt.
That's a very beautiful experience. And if you wouldn't mind my sharing this experience, I experienced baptism as a young baby. You know, I was raised Catholic, but I made
mm-hmm.
a spiritual journey to Israel, and this was in 2012, and I had just had a very serious operation, and I was still healing. I was not well enough to travel, and I went to pilgrimage to see the sites in Israel and connect with some of the people that I had worked with, even on my show, a Palestinian woman and a Hebrew woman. And we were out by the Jordan River, and we were staying in the Galilee, and the day was so perfect. It was absolutely crystalline clear, and we found a spot. I was with my brother and a friend, and the friend was my kind of personal attendant because I was still recovering from surgery, which was very serious, and I injured my foot very badly. Otherwise, I would have gotten full into the Jordan River, but I didn't because my foot was injured. So my brother, he took a bucket. We had an old bucket in the back of the car. And he's a religious person. He's a Catholic. And I had an anointing that early morning by a priest because he was going to Mass every day, and we stayed in these convents. And then also we had left for the day, to go down by the River Jordan and then follow the Dead Sea down to, later that evening we arrived in Jerusalem. But anyway, the baptism experience was interesting and powerful. So the sun was shining really brightly, and my brother took a bucket and he poured water over me. He didn't say, I said, I don't need to be baptized again because, you know, I'm not fundamentalist or anything. But he called upon Jesus' power of healing, and he poured the water over me. And just at that point, there were doves above us. There were three of us, and there were three doves. It was amazing, you know. So it was, and they were having a picnic across the way, and there were Jews, and they were just out boating, and there were some other Arab people, and they were having a picnic, and it was so funny because we were the only Christian people there, because most of Israel is either Jewish or Muslim. So it was very odd. But a lot of people will travel all the way to Israel and dress in a white robe and go down into the Jordan River. But they want a small fortune for doing that. So we just pulled off the side of the road and got... And my brother got right in, and I got to rebaptize my brother. So it was really... cool, but I like the whole idea of the baptism reconnecting you and healing you.
Oh, yeah, it's like
powerful.
A cleansing.
Water healing goes all the way back to Atlantis. I've done some past life regression, and I've seen myself as a healer in Atlantis, too, but I also spent a past life with Jesus, so it was very precious to me to see all these sites because I did actually recognize them. But anyway, that I love your story about your baptism, and so that was my impression that was that your first actual personal experience with the divine, just very connecting that way.
Right, yeah. And I suppose it didn't make a lasting impression really for me because I didn't go on a path of spirituality then. Mm-hmm. It was meant for me to have this 20-year span of craziness, so to speak.
Yeah.
Of life lessons.
You know, you're lucky it's lasted only 20 years. I've had some craziness in my life that's still going on.
I feel good. I'm grateful now.
Pardon me?
I'm grateful now that part's behind me.
And your book, your spiritual journey, details, we'll go into it a little bit, just attracting, I guess, the wrong men into your life.
Right.
And having later to find out that they had criminal records and they were doing criminal things. And, oh, my God, it was just unbelievable. As I read your book, I was thinking you were so brave to come out with this and tell it like it is. Of course, you're writing under a nom de plume and you're using different names so to protect the innocent. But
can I tell the story of how that came about?
How that worked and how you gradually, you know, worked through these various people and how negative it was and how Reiki and your angels kind of set you on a better path. If you can tell us a little bit about the detail of what was going on and how it contrasted with so sharply with your other experiences. You put it into your words, please.
As far as my experience with these individuals and these relationships
talking
about? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, in the early 90s, I met a man who made me feel so special. Like, he adored me. He was a partier, rode a Harley, rough and tough protector type guy, you know. And turned out he was a major manipulator and ended up threatening physical harm to me if I ever left him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was terrified. I was pretty much felt like I was stuck, like I couldn't get away unless I risked my life doing so. And he convinced me I was vulnerable and that no one else would ever love me. You know, all the manipulation that they
create. Putting you down kind of thing. And
oh, yeah.
That you weren't worth anything and that kind of like abuse.
Yeah, he beat my self-esteem down in the basement, you know.
Uh-huh.
Which
you felt like, for many years that you were kind of depending on him for income and this kind of thing,
absolutely.
I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he controlled everything, the money, everything. I couldn't even get up off the couch without him saying, where are you going? What are you doing? You know, it was like I was living in a prison. It was terrifying.
Oh, wow. Didn't you have a child during that time, too?
I did. I, crazy enough, I was in a cycle of, you know, I care about this man, and I know I can do something to help him be better. I had that illusion that I was going to magically fix him, you know, and I ended up conceived, and he was distraught, totally distraught, and I was convinced that this child's going to exist. You know, there was no way I could do that. So, we ended up having a child together, and he told me if I ever left him that the child was going to go with him, which totally terrified me. So I convinced him that we're always going to be together, you know, to protect my child. So,
give us a little bit of the background and the drama. How did you get out of the situation, and how did you manage to come up with a fearless solution of escape?
Well,
this is really difficult. And a lot of women are in this position. Maybe some of our listeners are in this very position.
Exactly. You know. And that's when I knew that I was going to write a book someday to do that very thing, is to let people know that, you know, you're not alone. You're not the only one going through this. It happens all the time. And I just had to get to the point where I had had enough. I had decided, you know what, life isn't worth living if it has to be this way. And if he has to kill me, he has to kill me. I'm done. I'm just so done. So I had an opportunity. We were living about 2,000 miles away from my home and where all my family was located. And I had an opportunity to fly home for Christmas. So, and it happened to be his mother that bought me the ticket.
Wow.
Yeah, because she knew something was going on.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she provided me the ticket to fly home to see my family. And so I knew in my heart this was my chance to change my life, because I knew my daughter was going with me. She was just barely a year old at the time. Packed everything important, all my important papers, pictures, documents, whatever, into my suitcase.
Good for you.
Yeah, and was prepared to not come back. You know, I was going to stay home. So, obviously, that's what ended up happening. I stayed home, and luckily I had my parents to support me and stayed with them for about 4 months until I was able to get my own home established. And I had filed for divorce, and he obviously moved back to the area and established his own residence. And, I mean, it was tough. It was hard.
So he was still trying to haunt you after that?
Oh, yeah. He tried to win me back again, and I didn't fall for it. I was like, nope.
Now, he did have some parental visitation rights, did he not?
Oh, yeah. We ended up, through our divorce, we had to share custody 50-50, so he would have her 1 week and I'd have her the opposite week.
Oh, God. So you had to meet the monster every other week.
Yeah. So we ended up, once she started school, she got off the bus at his house, and then the next week got off the bus at my house, so I didn't have to have contact with him anymore. He ended up marrying another woman, and they ended up moving away to another state.
I remember reading that in your book, too.
So, yeah, he has since passed as well, and I've made peace with him through a dream state that I had, and it was pretty incredible, because when you, no matter what kind of abusive relationship you're in, you had a relationship with that person for a reason. There was a love there, and since we shared a child, even though I didn't like what he did and the way he acted, I still loved him as a person. So when I had that dream after he had passed away, it was nice to give him a hug, tell him I loved him, and then he was gone. You know, it was like it was over. There was detachment. I could move on and not carry any of that with me anymore. So that was a nice, nice way to let go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought I was going to break at midpoint, but it seems like we're getting into
your book
quite a bit. And that's okay. We'll play the song at the end that that I'm thinking of, but we'll continue with this conversation. And as we do, If you would like to call in for healing or, you know, a mini energy scan by myself, or you have a question for the author, you're more than welcome to call us at the number listed on the website, which is 888-627-6008. And we are speaking with Mary Love. And we're going to, at the end of the show, we're going to call in the angels and do a brief Reiki healing for all of our listeners so they can feel the energy of the angels coming through as we speak, because it always comes through, whether it's on Skype, whether it's, you know, it's distance. It's been proven that distance healing is just as effective, if not more.
More powerful in my experience, yeah.
I think so, too. And whenever I call on Archangel Michael, which I will do in a few minutes for our listeners, and you can add in your own prayer or invocation, it doubles the amount of beautiful angelic energy coming through.
Sure.
And I have to say this on my spiritual journey, that my angelic Reiki actually healed me of a very serious cancer that I wasn't expecting to live. So I have to give praise and thanks for the gift of Reiki and the gift of all the healers that worked on me and the gift of Archangel Michael, who led me through the journey, as well as Princess
Diamond. Absolutely.
So Reiki is a really powerful form of healing, and calling in angelic Reiki, which is what I teach and what you've connected to intuitively.
Right.
Can you share with us a little bit about your experiences as you work on people and how you work? And we'll compare notes, because I do angelic Reiki. I know you do, too. And see how you get the messages and how it all works for people, your clients.
Okay.
Now, you started out in massage therapy. Is that correct? Or you're still doing massage?
Correct. I currently still do massage. And what I do is, when I'm connecting with someone, I mean, I don't have to be doing massage. I can do simple Reiki sessions where they're fully clothed, laying on the table, and I'm laying my hands on them. I'm used to that because I do massage, but they're fully clothed. But when I'm running Reiki through somebody, I will pick up on things. Usually it's past loved ones that are coming through. To reassure them that they're still with them. They'll bring up different things that will connect them and help them realize that that's who it is. Excuse me. And then I'll get images. So it's kind of like clairsentience. I don't get a lot of clairvoyance of actually seeing things. It's more of images in my mind that come through.
Yeah, that's how I get it.
Clairaudience a little bit.
Come through quite a bit. I agree. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, once in a great while I'll hear things, and that's getting a little more intense, magnified than before, so that's starting to come through a little stronger. But I've always been clairsentience, like I just know these things. And then after the Reiki session, I'll have a conversation with them of what images I saw and what came through, and sometimes I'll get the angel cards out, and I'll let them pick their own three cards, and it resonates exactly with what we just talked about. It's incredible.
I love it. You know, I work in a similar way, but I'm a channeler, so when I get something, I speak out the message, and frequently we have the person's angel personally in the Reiki session as well, and then I'm experienced at giving the actual messages from the loved ones, but that's exactly how I work, and I know that you're genuine from reading your book and the session that we did prior to the show. So I would recommend that you get a session with Mary. I would recommend reading from Rock to Gem. It is a really fascinating account of a true life account. Many people don't actually come right out and write out their autobiography, and that's very hard to do. It's very brave work.
I've been told that you're very courageous to do that, and I said it had to be done. I heard the message, it's time to write the book, because you're not the only one out there struggling. So that's why
I think it tells the story of also, you know, women in abusive situations, which is so much more common than we ever believed still here in America. You know, there are a lot of women that may be tuning in this evening, and or men.
I was going to say, it's not always just women. There's men that are abused as well by strong,
exactly.
powerful women. So,
and it's not a pretty picture. And
no.
if you continue
it's very
to let
isolation.
That go,
yeah,
pardon
very,
me, go on,
very
go ahead,
deep,
Mary.
Very deep feeling of isolation and aloneness. Like you're
yeah.
totally by yourself. Nobody else is going through it but you, and it's horrendous. So you are not alone, for sure.
Yeah. Well, thank you for putting that important message out to our listeners, who may feel alone, may feel neglected, may feel unloved by God. And the Reiki session itself, I think, opens you up to the realization that you're actually one with God, and that when your spirit guides come through the Reiki session, you actually can get that feeling of total unconditional love with God and your angels. And it's a more sacred experience, especially for people who have endured this. And a lot of my clients that come to me for Reiki sessions have been through some form mm-hmm. of abuse or other. And I also
right.
combine it with hypnosis, and I regress them to childhood memories. And a lot of that can contribute to their current ailments. And even past
right.
lives can contribute to current lifetime ailments. So
right.
when we do a Reiki session, just for those not familiar with Reiki, it automatically flows through. The master that came up with the Reiki was Master Yusui of Japan, but frankly, the universal divine energy is everywhere. But when you receive a Reiki attunement, you actually do pick up the stronger magnetic type energy. Don't you feel it's kind of like electromagnetic or spiritual energy that of heat and warmth? Do you get that when you give a Reiki treatment?
Oh, absolutely. I've had so many people tell me, oh, your hands feel like heating pads. And then they'll put their hand on my hand and say, well, that's not warm. That's not hot. But when I lay my hands on them, they feel it. It's incredible.
I know. And I have one hand that is not working so well after a side effect of a surgery that I had, and my right hand is relatively, atrophied and not working too well. And I always worried whether the Reiki was coming through the right hand, because it's colder than the left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask my clients, and they say, oh, it's so hot, I can't even stand it. And I feel my hand is perfectly cold, It's like Reiki is divine energy, folks. And you can clear out past lives. You can get a total healing in one session if you're in need of a miracle. Try a Reiki session with Mary Love or with me. It's phenomenal. It's divine. And you can contact her through her website. You can contact me through the show page, where my website is Divine Connections with Reiki.
I wish we had time for me to share a couple of my Reiki stories.
Yes, please do. We'd love to hear it. Please share with us
some
of your
miraculous
stories.
Oh, okay. We do have
time, real briefly. My watch is a little behind time. I'm showing
10
till 7, but it's probably more close to 5 till. So share a quick few tidbits with us, and we'll play the outgoing song soon.
I had my my daughter's friend was in the hospital in labor, but she was stuck at 4 centimeters and was having a rough time. So my daughter called me and asked me, Mom, can you send her some Reiki? So I said, of course. So I just imagined her laying in the hospital bed and surrounded her with light and sent her the distant Reiki symbol. And by the time I packed up my office and was just like 2 or 3 miles down the road, my daughter called me. So we're talking less than a 10-15 minute span. She called me and said, the baby's here.
Oh, wow, how beautiful is that?
It's incredible.
That's perfect.
Right.
Perfect example of a Reiki miracle.
And
to tell you about myself, but share us another since it's your interview.
I had a friend of mine whose brother who had went in for shoulder replacement surgery, and he was 65 years old at the time, and the anesthesia was very hard on him, apparently, because he wasn't waking up. They had him in ICU, and he wasn't responding. So my friend sent me a text message and said, I don't know what this Reiki is, but can you send my brother some because he needs help? So I did. I had never seen the man, didn't know what he looked like. All I knew was his first name. So I imagined this older gentleman laying in a hospital bed, surrounding him with light, like I described before, sent the distance symbol. And about 10 minutes or so later, I received another text saying he woke up, looked at me, and said it wasn't enough. Closed his eyes and went back to sleep. He goes, I don't know what that means, but can you send some more? And I thought, I don't know what it means either, but I sure will. So I sent more Reiki again the same way. And later that day, they moved him to a regular room, and he went home the next day.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your story of the miraculous effects of a Reiki healing. We are at the show close right now, unfortunately very close to it. We have about a minute left. I want to say one thing. I had a miraculous healing. I work with cancer patients like myself, and a lady was declared terminal. She worked with Reiki for me for almost a year, and Archangel Michael came through with the message, and he said, you're not going to die. And 2 months later, the lady came to the cancer support group, and she said, my cancer is gone. And I was like, whoa, yay. So I was trying to work with her on diet, and she didn't want to work on the diet. So she did eventually pass, but she did get a complete reversal of her cancer for a long time. So it does work with everything and everything. We want to highlight you again and thank you for being with you this evening. It's been a pleasure. And I'm sending out Reiki to everyone listening tonight. And Mary Love is the author of From Rock to Gem. And if you would please tell us your website and how to get in touch with you for a massage and Reiki session or your book. Your book is on Balboa.com, Balboa Books, and it's linked to the Peaceful Planet radio show. And let us know your websites, and then we're going to close out with Remarkable Diana.
Okay, the website to contact me is www.relaxu.massagetherapy.com, or you can also reach me at www.lifepathadvisor.net.
Lifepathadvisor.net. So thank you. It's really been a pleasure. And as we close out and play the song, all of our listeners in the audience can enjoy the Reiki that we're both sending. I've been sending out Reiki to all of our listeners that are in need of healing this evening. So please report back if you received a healing to my email at Marcia, M-A-R-C-I-A-D-I, 2002 at yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be up in 2 weeks with a fabulous interview with Dr. Scott Werner, who is a wonderful herbalist. Thank you again, Mary, for joining us. It was an evening of peace and joy. Many blessings to you, and thank you so much.